kindergarten daven sechel, but become daven ches, begin on base, begin tzeis mazda, begin gemarom, shneim b'shus. That if they both had permission or didn't have permission, so if they harm each other, they're going to be chayiv, they get damaged, they're going to be potter. Says Taisi Pishuk, and Rashi explains, what's the shneim b'shus? Kedem b'shus, like in public domain, where everyone has permission. What shaloi b'shus, without permission, kedem shneim ratzon b'shus lam, is like when they both run in the street. Taisi says, b'kasha, that's difficult. Why do we need this Amorek teaching of Rabba? So rather than Lafash would seem to explain differently. When they went into someone else's property with permission or without permission. The Islu lay Lasuka Aditis, so each one should have entertained. Just like he was given permission. So someone else is given permission. So just like he came without permission, maybe someone else also came without permission. Oh, kachayamim, and therefore they're liable because the zikur says it when they harm each other. After the zikur shlemidas, even if they injure unintentionally. But if one had permission, one did not have permission. Oh, then it's different. Then hayis le lasuka daita b'hai. Then the one without permission should have entertained the other one who had permission. B'hai less lasuka daita b'hai. The one who had permission does not have to entertain the one who did not have permission. And v'mishleimidas zikur, and if unintentionally he damaged him, b'shus pater. If he came in with permission, he's pater. Shleim b'shus. But if he did not have permission, then he's actually going to be chayiv, even though it was shleim edas. He makes test master begin the gemara the chazir yirik benafal that he saw the vegetables and he fell in. So Rashi explains, he dahoy mischachik bekaisel this that he was rubbing himself against the wall. Begim upon rishainim the first three times lahoisik abanas mischachik. His intention wasn't to rub himself to for his scratch. That he had intention to throw it on the person. Now, Pater Diktani Hasam, there that we're saying that he's Pater, Ahach Achrein Eshayis L'Schachich, is going the last one where he was intending to rub himself. And therefore, you're Pater from Kaifer. V'Harishayin is Ahanum, and what's the first one's effective for? Shanas V'Tehim Techach Mu'ud, that, okay, you already did it three times, the Prisa Mu'ud. V'Ahach Achrein Achashul L'Mishun Ektaz, now it's the last one, and that's why you have to make it into a Mu'ud, that, because the last time is a little abnormal. Charged in the field of sakaisel that it killed by having the wall fall. Well, the kachli next to mu'ud, and therefore it's not considered mu'ud. Elam achmi shurin, only because of the first time. Which Tais says v'zet dechi. Now this is pushing it because the chashim mishuna. You're saying it's considered abnormal. Mashalis la'na osli that what it does for pleasure. Lechli yirukoi l'schachich to eat vegetables or to rub itself. That's question number one. The gam also. It's a wonder to say that a mu'ud, that you can say that it's a mu'ud by having the wall fall down the last time, which was unintentionally, through the first time, which was intentional. But according to Rashi's interpretation, you have to say the other kamahacha, this that we're saying over here, that's a mu'ud to fall down on people in pits. Well, here's given the other, this that mentions people really was El Bishlav Achrein because the last time, because the Gimel Rishayin is the Chashinan, because regarding the first one, we're not concerned El Shei Mu'ud, only that it should be a Mu'ud, and that is Vyasa Urche. It's just that it should be normal, a Hapalasma Vibor, Lechel Yarek, to have him throw himself down the pit to eat vegetables, but it's not really about the killing of the people. Makes this mouth to begin the Gemara. B'Shmuel, I'm Halacha Segerim. B'Shmuel says Halacha Segerim. Now, since the Lachar Nerit, seemingly it would seem the Halacha Segerim. B'Shmuel, but Dini Halacha is like Shmuel when it comes to monetary law, and therefore the Halacha would be like Rebbe. The problem is with Tzarchim, we have to look into this because the Rav, Kamal El Rav, had previously said, on a Aleph, if he brought his ox into the homeowner's court to write up a mission, and he dug pits and caves and cisterns. So we said, that the owner of the pit is liable for the damages that he caused to the property. But if he had permission, then potter. But if you're saying that we hold the Rebbe, a Philip Bishul's Chayiv, then even if he has permission, he's liable because the Rebbe Kondi Rebbe Stama Chayim Balashar. Without unspecifically, the owner of the ox is liable when he enters. And the Kula Sugya Del El, and the whole previous Sugya on Memzayin Mabez, Masik Rebbe Krabanan, Rebbe rules like Krabanan, Vafil Nishbu Veruach. That is, yeah, he's so responsible that even if it breaks in the wind, or the Chomayatz, maybe the animal chokes itself. So there seems to be some type of contradiction how we paskin Shmuel versus that of Rebbe. The reason is because he told them that to protect it. Which this is kula sugya. This whole sugya is karava dil el that we mentioned on the Mzaim base, where He says that, okay, so it's Tavra. That meaning that he says that he actually says that you could resolve it, because the Rav Zeiro says it's Tavra. So like in other words, he holds that you're right. It is the same of both the Balabais and the one who's entering. So according to him, Lakosha Kal Rish L'Seva, because of Kula Rebbe, it's all Rebbe. And you could say about a stomach named Maturim that, yeah, without specifying, they both can be part of the Rishon M'Seifa, because the Enkel Lechem Mekabel Lechem Yitzchak Meir, no one's accepting responsibility. Ul Rabbanan, HaStomach Shem Chayim, because Rabban presumably both would be Chayim. So according to him, it wouldn't be a difficulty at all. It's only, this whole discussion is only specific according to Rava, as we discussed about the Andaf Mem Zayin Mabez, about how they resolve the seemly contradiction of the Dika, the Reisha, that it's Shalei Bishus, but what would be with Bishus? And that's the difficulty that the Gemara is posing over here. Next, this must have been the Gemara, Eim Seif V'chul, which, running this contradiction, is bothered by a question, which he's answering. He says, Hachle Mishani Nasa. We don't say, oh, it doesn't really mean that. It means like, it's as if it was that. Kid Mishani Perikam, the Gedush, like the Gemara is the verse, the Gedush of Hema Bez, but not no Bamar He. That when he gives the ring, and she says, Harid Mekadeshes, so that, that it's actually supposed to say Bamar Hu, actually that's the case of Mukadesh that she's engaged. But Nasnehi Va'amruhu, but let's say she gives and he says it, in Mukadesh not engaged. And really it says a case that seems to be contradictory. We say, oh, it's Nasik, it's like as if that was done. But it's not like those words. So why don't you say to me over here that it's like as if? So it says number it's like, because we have another answer. We don't have to say as if the Kamatabra. We could say, yeah, it's just different opinions. Then you can't say Tavra, because like there's no machlekes, and everyone agrees to the halacha. Then we have to say Nasa, it's like as if, but it doesn't really mean those words per se to make that diak.